there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Very special show today. We are in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show. We're recording over the weekend. We actually are doing two shows here because next week we're on the road. And so I figured, hey, look, we got all our diving celebrity friends here at this event. What better place to celebrate Scuba Radio's 17-year anniversary than here in New Jersey with all our diving friends? So that's what we are doing. To kick off today's Crapstravaganza is my good buddy Dan Orr. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and happy 17th anniversary. That's 17 years of serving the diving public and the listening public. What a fantastic record.
Yeah, or abusing them and annoying them. It depends on who you're talking to at the one particular day. But, you know, we've had a great time. And it's people like you that we have met in the dive industry. You and your lovely wife, Betty, have made this journey so much fun over the years.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic, and you've been an integral part of what we've been doing because you provide services that nobody else does, and we really appreciate that.
Yes. If I can only figure out a way to charge for them, you know. And some of those
making any money.
Exactly. But it's not about making money. It's about having fun, right? Sharing our love of diving, and that's what we do. Now, we got big news to share with everybody today on the show on a big expansion plan that we've just announced. But before we get to that, we got to talk to Dan because you and Neil were just announced as inductees for this year for the International Diving Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely. In fact, they just sent out the press release yesterday, and it was Neil, myself, Mort and Elise Pechter, and Chuck Nicklin. So it's absolutely fantastic, and I'm honored and almost speechless. Not quite speechless, but almost.
Almost. That's right. But that wouldn't be fun if you were speechless. You've got plenty of stories to share with years in the dive industry and stuff. But I do wonder, how do you become a member? How do you get into the International Diving Hall of Fame? Do you have any idea how that happened?
No, I really don't know. In fact, we were talking to the folks over there today to try to figure it out. They said they receive a lot of nominations for people, and they have a committee that goes through the selection process. So I had no idea it was even being nominated, and I just received the message saying that I was selected. I'm overwhelmed.
Yes. Well, I can understand why you would be in the International Diving Hall of Fame. Yeah, God knows you've earned it many, many times over. But what do you get? Do you get like a hat or a ring or what do you know? You're just finding out yourself, I guess, huh?
Well, it's kind of like, I guess, the Wizard of Oz, where they said you're a bust in the Hall of Fame. The Munchkin said that, of course. But when you go, you do get a trophy that's made out of Caymanite, a local stone that's actually hand-carved by a local artist. And you have an opportunity to be in the company of a lot of fantastic people.
Yes, well, no doubt. That will be quite an event that week when it happens, because the inductee ceremony is in October or something like that?
It's going to be October the 10th. In fact, I saw at the Sunset House booth, they actually have a Divers Week that's going on. So the people who go there during that time get a chance to dive with the people that are being inducted.
Oh, boy. That could be fun. That could be a lot of fun. I might have to come to this one.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic if you could. We could dive together,
yeah,
like we did in Turks and Caicos.
That's right. Yeah. There's so much. I mean, we need that'd be great.
Yeah.
And that would be right before DEMA, thereabouts.
It would be, right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can make that happen. But if you just do a Google search on International Diving Hall of Fame, I'm sure you could find out information on how you could be a part of that thing.
You can.
Right?
They have actually have a website that has photos of people and bios of people who've been inducted before, and it should at this point have the details about the event.
Okay. Cool. Well, now other than racking up all the accolades that you deserve over the years, what have you been up to lately?
Well, you know, we moved out to Idaho after we retired from Dan, and we formed a consulting business, and so we're doing some consulting. Actually, did a consulting project with Sunset House. We're doing some writing for a number of different online publications. Did some technical editing for a book. We are doing some discussions now with some people about some new safety devices. So, in reality, we're open to anything and everything. So, if somebody has an idea, they just contact us. We'll help them with it.
Okay, I got one for you. No, seriously, look at this. Now, see, we're at the Scuba Radio booth, and this guy gave me this Dive Flag Plus. And what do you think of this, Dan? This is like a dive flag, and it's made out of styrofoam, so you don't have to inflate it like in a typical inflatable dive flag or float. It's square, so it packs up. You see, it packs up the flag, folds up, and the whole thing.
And
very compact, and then the line's right in the middle. This guy spent 6 years making this thing.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that may be something that'll catch on.
I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe you got to go to Shark Tank and present it to them. Maybe you can make a fortune.
He came to us. I know. He's like, oh, I could go to Shark Tank, but Scuba Radio might be more appropriate.
Yeah,
I'm showing it off to these folks here at Beneath the Sea to see what they think. So, I mean, it's
interesting idea. Yeah, it has
a float ball, a flag, that kind of thing could be the next big deal, you think?
It could be. It could very well be.
And I see you are sporting your fancy new Scuba Radio leader arrest.
Great idea.
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm using it to hold my tag up here at Beneath the Sea. But you pointed out something that those reader arrest things are super magnets. You can put your glasses, sunglasses in them.
Hug somebody, their name badge sticks to you.
Hey.
So you can choose whether or not to let them go.
True. Well, there you go.
And that could be akin to trolling.
Now, does Betty have one, too, or is she just wearing metal?
No, she doesn't. She's not.
Well, it would attach to her Woman Hall of Fame thing there. So you guys... It could have magnetized?
Yeah, it could attach to the name badge you got there, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so it'll keep you two together. That's a good thing. All right, so at Beneath the Sea, other than, I mean, what are you doing here? Just kind of meandering with friends
or
what?
Well, we're doing presentations. Actually, we're doing some work as room chairs. I'm room chair tomorrow. I just did a presentation on...
Wait, you are a room chair?
Room chair.
What, some people come over and sit on you? Or
sit on me. Kick me around. No, we kind of introduced the speakers, but today I did a presentation on aging. It's called The Ageless Diver.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you look around here, that's who we're talking about.
We're ageless.
And that's right. And the room was packed with people. It was a very good presentation. Betty had a presentation this morning on travel, travel tips, and it was really well attended as well.
Yeah. What travel tip could you give us right now, Betty? Did you put it in, like, a top 10 kind of thing or no?
You know, that one of the things that you should always remember to do is have duplicates of all your important travel information and keep it in two separate spots. If you get pickpocketed, you still have your information and your itinerary.
All right, two separate spots. So, like, my left pocket and my left right butt pocket?
You know, wherever you put it on your person, I don't want to know.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's probably too much information there, wasn't it?
We were proud of Dan being a room chair because he was promoted from footstool. So it's been excellent.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, they're moving up.
This is why. But I'm moving up.
Well, enjoy the show. It's always a pleasure to see you. And I know you got a lot of people to... you're going to do some shaking babies and kissing hands or something.
Some of those kind of things.
One of those type of things.
And thank you for everything you've done for the diving industry.
Yeah, thank you. That's
great. Congratulations. Well, 17 years of rocking the dive world. Excellent.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, who would have thunk it we'd last this long?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But we keep kicking.
We knew.
We knew. Well, you did. Well, thank you so much. And
thank you very much.
It's the backing of folks like Dan and Betty Orr that make this make this gig so easy and just that much more enjoyable. All right, you guys have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, we got a lot to talk about today on the big show, including a major announcement that I'm ready to share with you right now, and that involves the future of our show. You know, after 17 years, it's taken a while to get to this point, but we keep creeping up. More and more people find out about our little show, join in the Scuba Radio Club, and come up and say hi to us at events like Beneath the Sea, and it's very humbling when they do, and I appreciate it immensely. But our little show has been expanding over the years, And we just signed a new network deal with a company called America's Talk Network out of Tampa, Florida. And all I can tell you, you know, radio biz being the way it is, this is a big deal. This is a very big deal in the growth of our show and how it has evolved over the years. They came to us a few months ago and kind of made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And I got to tell you, this is a big, big step to potentially adding a lot more radio stations to our Scuba Radio network. So I thank you for making it possible, because it's your listener support that has made a little bit more noise than we expected 17 years ago when we started this goofy little radio show about diving. And it's folks like Betty and Dan Orr that we've met over the years, and their support, and Ian Watson, and all these, and of course your listener support that has made it possible for us to make a deal like we've just done. And it's huge. All the details are right there at scubaradio.com, as we have just signed a new deal to be distributed through America's Talk Radio Network. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. It's our birthday.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterkay.com.
Big news! You're all invited to my party.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake. Come on and take some birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. We'll have some pie and sandwiches and chocolate ice cream too. We'll sing and play the day away. And one more thing I'm gonna do. I'll blow out the candles on my birthday cake. And when I do, I wish I'll make. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, it's our birthday.
I'm another year old today.
Scuba Radio's 17th year birthday is today. And we've met some amazing people throughout the years. We're in New Jersey hanging out at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show, recording the show on a Saturday afternoon. Dan and Betty Orr, we just talked to them. We're actually set up right next to our good friend Jean-Michel Cousteau from Ocean Futures Society. How are you?
I'm very well.
And you've been, I don't know, where you been lately? You've been shooting, I know, a lot of TV show stuff in Bimini lately. I heard you were over there.
I've been everywhere. I was in Fiji, in California, in the Caribbean, because we're working on a IMAX 3D show, which will bring images that nobody has ever seen of small creatures.
Small.
That we can film and put it on a 100-foot screen, and you can have somebody watch it right next to it, and everybody's in focus. So that technology now is amazing.
And so that's you're doing IMAX 3D, as you said.
IMAX 3D, which also will be become later on a 90-minute documentary 3D for the 3D theaters around the world.
Nice.
So
so you haven't been doing anything.
I
just kicking back. You're like retired.
Busy. No. Retired.
All the time.
Ooh.
Never. Why bother? Right.
I'll never use that word. Yeah. Never. Never.
You're having too much fun.
I'll be diving until I get switched off.
Okay, fair. Well, he's got a great attitude, and I know you love being here in New Jersey, and you're signing some books and things, and just saying hi to everybody, right?
Well, I love to communicate with the public, and some people are specialists, but there's the general public coming in, and it's an opportunity for us to pass on information and education and help them make better decisions.
Yes, well, and you are the ambassador when it comes to that. People have a tendency to listen to you more than anyone, don't they? Admit it.
I don't know about that.
Yes, they do. He's such an amazing talker. Not only, obviously Cousteau helps out a little bit having the name, but Jean-Michel, when he gets up in front of a podium and speaks to a crowd of folks, I'm telling you what, this guy knows how to talk, how to lead an audience. He makes the presidents around the world look bad.
You're very nice, but I don't know. I have only one story to tell, and it comes out of my heart, so I don't have to remember what I'm going to say.
Yes. Well, now I know you were just over in Bimini. Are you allowed to say what you were doing over there?
In Bimini?
Like,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, Neil, our buddy. Yeah.
Part of the IMAX show where we were diving with hammerhead sharks.
Right. Yeah, Neil Watson told me you were over there.
Yeah.
And then he said you were, Jean-Michel's over here diving with hammerheads. Where are you, Greg? And I'm like, no.
Well, it was a wonderful 2 days or maybe 2.5 days diving, and to show the world that these creatures are not the nasty creatures that Hollywood has made them believe.
Right.
And they're amazing. They come, they look, they check you out, and they go away.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
Well, I bet. And what about
I've been with sharks, and I'm sorry about people who get hurt, because usually it's an accident.
Right.
But I've been with sharks all over the planet. I have never, never, never been scared. Because, number one, I respect them. It's their world. And if the water is not clear, if there's blood in the water, people hunting or fishing or whatever, I don't go.
Right. Yeah, it's just common sense.
That's
like,
it.
Yeah, you don't put yourself in around live bait, and you'll be fine.
But otherwise, you can be in their world and they'll swing by. They're not interested.
Not interested. Not even in Jean-Michel Cousteau?
No. Not interested. We know food for them.
Yes, exactly. But what about the technology you're using? You're shooting IMAX 3D. So is this like, is the technology still like what Howard and Michelle Hall are taking down these huge washing machine housings?
No.
You got a GoPro, don't you?
It's over. Long time over.
Yeah.
Now we have little cameras, and the trick is to be able to imitate the eyes, which are separated by a certain distance.
Yeah.
And when you shoot something tiny, you have to trick the cameras to imitate the eyes.
Okay.
Very difficult.
I bet.
So it's a whole new way of looking at small, tiny things in the ocean.
Nice.
And, I've been diving 68 years, and I suddenly discover a world I was swimming over and never to paid attention enough to see what was going on. And I'm fascinated. Every step of the way.
So that 3D IMAX just puts you right in the middle of it now, I guess, with this.
Yes, and we're in the process of doing all the editing. I'm going to do that next week in France, as a matter of fact. And the show will be aired or will be presented at the IMAX convention in Canada in September. And the show will go mostly aquariums at the beginning.
Okay.
We just found out 6 aquariums have made a commitment to take it.
Excellent.
And that will be the beginning of next year all over the planet.
Well, that's great. He's always doing such cutting-edge and cool stuff for the marine environment. And Ocean Futures Society, you can go there, oceanfutures.org, I believe, or .com, or
both. .org, and it's a not-for-profit, which I created when my father passed away, to honor his philosophy. That's the only reason I've done it that way. And fortunately, we are helped by a lot of people. Membership is free because I didn't want children to ask money to their parents. And as a result, the membership is completely private because it's illegal to give away, sale, or loan addresses from children. So as a result, it's completely protected.
Excellent. Well, you're always doing great work. Where are you off to next? You can still finishing up some of the shooting, or you're just going into post next week and it's all done?
We're going to do more shooting. And right now we're doing post-production, but we're doing also some shooting for the 90-minute documentary, which will come out later on.
I gotcha. And so you're just going back to France, editing that, and then you're off to some other place like Fiji, Tahiti, the Bahamas.
Fiji in May, diving.
So basically, it sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Not exactly. I can kid. You know, after 17 years, he still talks to me, and I appreciate it. Jean-Michel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. We're celebrating our birthday today. 17 years on the air. Quite an honor. You know, you just heard Jean-Michel Cousteau. I can walk up to someone like that and just start chatting. That is quite humbling for a young schlub like me. And I use young subjectively. But what are you going to do? All right. But we've moved over to the Dominica section to catch up with our friend Simon. You know, in Simon, I got to say, you know, it's been too long since we've been there, and that was just a few weeks ago. You hear what I'm saying?
So, Greg, is it humbling to just be able to walk up to me and ask me questions as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Because, Simon, do you get the free rum here? No, that's the other booth. Why are we here? No.
No, it's a great show, you're right, and it's everybody coming together, and it's good to have the dive industry back together and selling all their various products, but it's good for us because this is a show where we have the face-to-face time with the consumers.
Yes, it gives you an opportunity to basically rub it in to these folks that live up in New Jersey and what you have down there on the Nature Island, right?
Ask them why are they here in this gray, cold, freezing New Jersey. And
look at these pictures and these waterfalls, and oh, we got mermaids. You just missed it. They were just down there.
Yeah, we won't talk about the mermaids. We had a mermaid conflict today, so yeah.
A mermaid conflict? What do you mean?
Apparently there was a mermaid in another booth, and you know, well, you thought they were indigenous to Dominica, and we're learning different. So.
You know, what we found out is that you didn't bring the proper bait, and because one of the other booths had, they pulled out their Grenada chocolate, which drew Tiffany in.
If the price is right, I'll go anywhere.
You know, people think mermaids, the first thing they say, what do they eat? Fish, of course. What? They eat what? Chocolate, right?
Chocolate and rum, yeah.
Chocolate, yeah.
You want to catch a mermaid, bait them with chocolate and
yes,
rum. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Yeah, so now you know next time when you want Tiffany's attention. Actually, I picked up a tip from that as well. I'll be able to get so much more done now.
Well, I'm excited, Greg, because we're here pushing this great new access we have with Wynn Air through St. Martin.
Yeah.
And people here are really excited to hear about that, because finally, right here from Newark Airport, they can get to Dominica and back in one day. So that's our main kind of plug for this show, and it's going down really well.
All right, we got more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive! Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. Scuba
Radio. Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 248. When your wife asks the inevitable, does the wetsuit make me look fat question?
Of course it makes you look fat.
An acceptable diver's reply is, no, it's not the wetsuit.
Oh, come on.
And
you haven't even tried donuts yet.
Remember to budget for an additional surcharge when traveling as a single on your next dive trip somewhere.
You want to store fat? That is the way to store some fat.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you doing, Nick?
Hey, I'm feeling great, Greg.
You look it. The very picture of health.
Not a bad thing for a doctor to be.
Funny. But it does remind me of a question I wanted to ask you.
And what's that?
We've talked about dive fitness, but what about being physically ready for a dive? Do you mind talking about that?
Of course not. Where would you like to start?
Well, aside from encouraging people to incorporate a fitness regimen into their daily life.
Always a fan of that plan.
I thought you would like that. But let's talk about what divers can do in the days prior to a dive to ensure they're ready.
That's a really good topic. I know a lot of times divers get so focused on taking care of their dive gear or dive planning, they tend to put taking care of themselves at the bottom of the list.
So where do you start?
Start with getting plenty of sleep. Sleep deprivation does a lot of things to a person that aren't good. It diminishes our energy levels and can impair judgment. It can also decrease our strength and stamina. All of these things are important on a dive, so make sure you get plenty of sleep in the nights leading up to a dive, especially the night before.
I'll never argue with getting more sleep. Now, what else can we do?
Drink more.
Oh, right. Doctor telling me to drink more.
Water.
Yeah, right. Okay, I knew it was too good to be true. Can I just drink some on the way to the dive site, though?
If only it were that easy. Hydration is a key contributor to staying healthy while diving, but it doesn't happen overnight. If you don't already do so as a regular part of your day, start hydrating several days prior to a dive. Try to keep caffeinated and alcoholic beverages to a minimum, as they tend to dehydrate us, which is obviously not the goal.
Can I at least eat more?
Definitely, but make sure you go quality over quantity. Food provides the fuel we burn, so absolutely eat something before you dive. If you're headed out on the boat, you may not want a greasy breakfast, but then again, do whatever works for you.
What else can we do?
Remember that mental fitness is as important as physical fitness. Be comfortable with the dive you're doing and stay within those comfort limits.
Is there anything that combines mental and physical?
Sure. We spend a lot of time educating divers on recognizing potential problems after a dive, but we sometimes forget to remind them to be aware of their starting status. When you wake up in the morning of a dive, especially the first one you'll do, take a minute to do a self-check. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Be aware of any aches and pains you might already be experiencing, and give yourself a baseline to work off of after the dive. Of course, if you're ever in doubt about your post-dive health, call someone. But no matter what, being really aware of how you feel before a dive can really be a good thing.
You're right. We do have a tendency to forget to check in with ourselves before a dive, don't we?
We do. And we can put ourselves through a lot of angst later because of it.
Okay. There is one more point that has to be a beneficial factor in being ready to dive. I joke about it and give you a hard time, but what about that fitness regimen?
It's kind of a no-brainer that a fitness regimen is good for you for a lot of reasons. And the benefits definitely extend to diving. I know we've talked about this extensively in other tips, but overall fitness can benefit you on the cardiovascular, circulatory, and muscular level. And all of those physical elements play into your health when diving. So yes, a daily fitness regimen can and should be considered a positive way to prepare yourself to dive.
Planning your dive and prepping your gear are key aspects to dive preparation. But don't forget to take care of you, too. Get plenty of rest, drink lots of fluids, and make sure you're mentally ready to go. The dive can't go on without you, so be sure to give yourself as much prep time and consideration as you do everything else. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, celebrating our 17 years on the air in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show. Jerry Beatty just walked by while I was talking to Simon and Dominica at their booth, and I said, "Yo, Jerry, come here." He goes, "I'm on my way." You know, Jerry's like a bolt of lightning. He runs around like a madman at these events because everybody wants to talk to him and get the latest on what's happening with Dive Training Magazine, and he has to do a lot of shaking babies and kissing hands when he's on a site like this. So I actually tracked him down, and he said, "Look, I got a wolf down a burger on my way to the next meeting, and that's your window of interview time." How are you doing, Jerry?
I'm getting the mustard open.
That's right. That's
fine. I'm trying not to get any on me.
No worries. It's been a good show here, though, in Jersey, hasn't it?
I can't believe how good it's been, actually, Greg. But then there's other things I can't believe either.
What's that?
I thought that if you put enough pitchers in post offices that they'd eventually catch the guy. But you've been around for, what, 17 years now, and they're yet to get you? I don't understand that.
You just have to know the proper people to pay off.
Well, I know you stay busy and you run around a lot. Now I know why, because that way, you know, they can't pin you down.
Hey, I've learned from the best, and Jerry Beatty runs faster than me, trust me. This guy's the Energizer Bunny of the dive industry sometimes, and today's no exception. So you're literally trying to wolf down a burger in between your meetings here at the show, huh?
Absolutely, that's what I'm doing. I'm just surprised you haven't got me a beer already.
Well, that's Tiffany's job.
Oh,
Mermaid
God.
Tiffany's right here. Come on, Tiff. You're dropping the ball.
If I go to get it, I'll probably drink it before I get back to him.
So. Well, that's true. Well,
what kind of mermaid are you?
She should be a two-fister.
I mean,
that didn't come out right, but I mean, two-hand, carrying.
Wait a minute.
You know.
Somebody is eyeing my hamburger.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Danny,
is that what it is?
From
a hamburger?
Well, it's the closest thing you're going to get.
Oh, Patty, it's
I was wondering. First, I got the order of it over there, and I had to come over here. What the hell is
it's
like
a mystery
cheese?
Patty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're taping.
No, we're just talking. Right. What is it? We're celebrating our 17-year anniversary today.
That's good
radio.
Fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, Greg.
Well, thank you.
Made a significant industry difference, and we're all better for it.
See, that's why Dan Imke is where he is. He knows when to brown nose at the proper time and make it happen.
Beer.
Beer. We got to go to the beer line. Okay. What? What are you saying?
So he wasn't kidding about the beer. He's on his way. He's going right now.
He's going to get some beer and to wash down this burger or mystery meat patty.
Yeah,
how is that burger there, Jerry? Are you? He's literally wolfing it down. I'm going to talk to him in between bites. And but now you need to have a beverage to wash this thing down, huh?
I have to have it to cover up the taste of the burger.
Yeah. If you drink enough of them, you won't even remember what it tastes like.
Yeah, I plan to try that method.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen later. And you're like, you know, did I even have lunch? It'll be one of those kind of deals. But where have you been lately, Jerry? Where you went?
Greg, I've been running around the Virgin Islands. I went down to St. Thomas, enjoyed all the spectacular events that they have there. And it was really funny because my landlady would meet me at the gate every night to make sure I was good.
Right.
You know, and had gone through town because town's known to be a little shaky sometimes.
Right.
So you got to be a little careful in St. Thomas. But that was good. Went over to Tortola. Now, the British Virgin Islands, that's a different animal.
Why is that? What's different between the British and the U.S.? They talk funny and have weird teeth?
The cultures are completely different.
Yeah.
St. Thomas is go, 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 and the Tortolians, they're laid back, man.
Yeah.
They be liming all the time.
Okay, they be liming, right.
They be liming.
Little grinding or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. No, totally different cultures.
Yeah, but the British Virgin Islands versus the U.S. Virgin Islands, what's the difference? Is there?
Well, you know, there's a lot of difference, and culturally, if I'm actually going to say something serious on this radio show.
No, never.
Never.
Why start? We've been doing this for 17 years. Why would we change it?
Yeah, well, it's 17 years and we start off on a new... No.
Yeah, that'll never work.
Absolutely. Actually, when the British were dealing with the islands, they pretty much let the island culture remain. When the U.S. Virgin Islands came under the U.S. flag, we thought we needed to implement all the social programs that we have here in the United States.
Hey, wait a minute. They don't have a Chili's or something. Is that they brought all that American influence and some of that kind of stuff, I guess. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go along with Greg.
Yeah,
whatever he says.
So you're here just catching up with some folks that... You know, you don't get to see on some of your little adventures, and it's a little checkup with the folks, what they're doing with Dive Training Magazine and where you're going to go in the next year and that kind of thing, right?
A lot of where I'm going to go, lining up the dives, finding out when they're going to be on island so I can dive personally with them. And the schedule's laying out pretty good, Greg. I'm going to be a lot of places this year.
Yeah. We got to do something together.
Yeah.
You know, we went with Barry and Ruth to, Save Us St. Kitts a few months ago.
Well, we didn't.
Well, I know. That's
you
what I'm saying.
And Barry and Ruth went.
Right. So maybe
we I understand that there's a possibility we're going to send our editor, Miss Catherine Castle, with you again for a trip next year.
Next year. That is the plan. All right. More coming up from New Jersey. Stay close.
That's going to need some editing.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. It is our anniversary today, 17 years on the air, and we're wandering around the Beneath the Sea show today and catching up with some friends, as you just heard our good buddy Jerry Beatty, Dan Emke, Jean-Michel Cousteau, the list goes on and on. And we've just stopped by the Scuba Pro booth, Subgear booth as well. And Renee from Scuba Pro, who was on our liveaboard that we were just talking about a few minutes ago, is with us right now. Renee, how are you, man?
Everything is good. The liveaboard experience was outstanding. And I've been here for the last couple of days teaching some technical courses. We have several workshops, several levels, intro, pro, and expert. And in fact, I just arrived here at the booth just minutes ago. So just getting taking a look at the show, you can hear the rumble. You can hear the people in the background. The show has a hum to it.
That would be Tiffany.
Yeah. And as usual, BTS, I think, is probably the best show nationwide.
Yeah. Now, I see you're holding Tiffany's new Mermaid bookmark from Best Publishing. What do you think of that?
Very nice.
That was from our Saba trip. That was,
how does one obtain this?
Well, Best Publishing made up these cool little bookmarks, and they asked for a picture of one of our mermaids. And I said, okay, I got some shots that Barry and Ruth took on our liveaboard of Mermaid Tiffany. That might be appropriate. And they saw the pictures, and they said, yes, we want it. We want it now. So they made up a bunch, and we're handing them out here at the show.
It's not often you see a mermaid.
It is not often. Now, and you were actually part of that photo shoot. We're still working on whether or not that could end up being some kind of cover for dive training. That's still in development. We'll see how it evolves over the next few months.
Let's hope
but
so.
That was a good time, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And it was your first liveaboard experience.
That's correct. And I had set myself for low expectations, and it was quite the opposite.
Yes. Well, low expectations sounds kind of appropriate for a diver, but... You know, it was actually, they exceeded his expectations, I think. And you know, we're doing this again in October.
Please, I'd love to join you guys again.
Yes, we'll see if we can make that happen. Scuba Pro, maybe they'll join us again. It was a pleasure having you on board. So what are you planning to do here at the show? Just help them out here in the Scuba Pro booth or what?
What we do is we answer a lot of questions. You have quite a high intellect in this part of the country, and so... people, they don't ask us what color does something come in. They want to know much much deeper information than that. So that's what we're here for.
Like deeper information like what? Like, hey, I got a size large. Is that appropriate? Should there be a large plus or what?
They want to know how we went about creating the algorithm that we use for our decompression computer. And
you said it's like there's magic gnomes and yeah, that are inside your regulator, these little tiny men.
They make it all happen.
Make magic. It's all magic. That's all you got to tell them, right?
And that's wow. It. It's as simple as that.
Yes. What do you think, Tiff? Is it nice? It's nice catching up with Renee, isn't it? And when we make these liveaboard friends on our travels.
Craig, that's the only reason I come to these, is so I can see other people, not you.
Well, okay, thank you. Yeah, see, that's what I get after 17 years of doing this goofy show. It's just abuse, abuse, abuse.
Yeah.
So I keep bringing on new friends like Renee to kind of offset some of this old nonsense that I have to constantly deal with. You hear what I'm saying, Renee?
You're a lucky guy.
Yes, well, I definitely am blessed in many ways and cursed in others. But that's a whole nother show. So what are you off to, or where are you off to next? You got any more dive adventures planned, or were we it for a while?
In 8 days, I'll be in Denver, and we'll run the program once again. So
in Denver, what do you mean?
Absolutely.
To dive, or?
Come to see me.
Well, that's right. That's where Tiffany and Pup live. So are you going up to the A1 Scuba thing? Is that No. What are you doing in Denver?
It's an event that it's our sanctioned event. And.
We got some of the Scuba Pro dealers out to have a little schmooze.
We teach them what's coming and how to service and repair and how to sell the Scuba Pro line. And again, that will be another multi-level course. Intro, Pro, and Expert over 3 days. And already we have an excellent turnout.
Yeah, so what's coming? Can you share? Or is this like a preview of what will be debuted at DEMA in a few months?
Well, as an example, we've just released and are now shipping the Scuba Pro Mark 21, which is basically a Mark 25 first stage without the swivel. And so that drops the dimensions. We've also changed the look to look very much like a Ducati motorcycle.
Ooh, you like Ducati motorcycles there, Tiffany?
I think so.
You think so? You don't know?
I'm not really a motorcycle person.
You're not? Well, she's more of a truck girl. Yeah, I forgot. A truck girl. You like your truck?
Like
am I right?
Something else. Yeah.
No, I didn't say that, Tiffany. Anyway, so, all right. So it has a
so
sleek new look to it.
They need to come in and learn what it does, how it fits into the market.
That was the one that we had on the liveaboard, wasn't it?
It was.
It was all chromed out, blinged out.
Yeah. Well, that was the A700 that you're referring to. But, yes, okay. We did have a Mark 21 on board in secret.
In secret. That's right. We had a little. See, that's what happens when you have friends in the industry like Renee at Scuba Pro. And that very well could end up happening on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October. We're doing the same itinerary in reverse. We're doing the same thing backwards.
I'm in.
I'm in. But here's the deal. They're doing it back, so you've got to swim backwards on every dive.
Got it.
It's going to be a little awkward,
that
but you'll get difficult. Used to it. Yes.
Stop wasting my fins on my hands instead.
Hey, whatever works. Scuba Pro has a piece of gear that I'm sure will accommodate us appropriately for that. And all you have to do is go to exploreventures.com. Call them 1-800-322-3577. Tell them you went on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise October 4th through the 11th. We're going flying into St. Martin, ending up in St. Kitts. And who knows, Renee might be on board. Of course, Mermaid Tiffany is going to be on board. And that's worth the price of admission right there. Renee, would you vouch for me on that?
I would.
Yeah. She makes a pretty good photo op.
And she's fun to be around.
She's fun to be around. Yeah. Did you pay him?
You need to take some lessons from him. He's really nice to me.
Yeah, well, it goes both ways, Tiffany. Seriously. If you were nice to me, I could be nice to you.
Negative.
Yeah, well, it definitely hasn't worked like that for the last 17 years, so I guess nothing's changing anytime soon. All right, look, we got another hour of our special anniversary edition of Scuba Radio. 17 years on the air today, and I thank you for it. More coming up.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 hot. Yeah, we get lucky, yeah, now we get lucky, yeah. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.